time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Lee. Coming up, Manchester City lose 2-0 in the European Champions League. But it's the one man who didn't play who's making the headlines.
If one player earns a lot of money, play for Manchester City in a Champions League, he has this behaviour. For me, he can't play. Never.
Manchester United struggled at Old Trafford, but Real Madrid win at the Bernabeu. And there's more friction between FIFA and Brazil over the 2014 World Cup. So we'll start with Manchester City, who lost 2-0 in the European Champions League. And John Murray has the details.
This was a football match that was one of the most keenly anticipated of the group stage, and Carlos Tevez's act seemingly of gross selfishness has completely overshadowed it. Roberto Mancini indicated he'll never play for City again as long as he remains manager, and Mancini also reserved a volley for Edin Dzeko for the dissent he showed when substituted. Mancini will surely be looking at himself too for his team selection and tactics after his team was outclassed. Two goals in the 7 minutes before half-time from Mario Gomez won the game for Bayern, who could easily have gone on to win by a greater margin. But it's what Tevez did, or rather didn't do, that will provide the enduring memory from this night.
Well, the Manchester City manager, Roberto Mancini, was absolutely furious after the game. This is his reaction.
I'm really disappointed because it's Carlos. For this, I'm disappointed because it's Carlos. If it was another player, maybe I think that this can happen in a top club, that one player refused to go in to help his teammates in a match important like tonight. If one player earns a lot of money, play for Manchester City in a Champions League, he has this behavior. For me, he can't play. Never.
Elsewhere in Group A, Marek Hamsik and Edinson Cavani both scored in the first 3 minutes to give Napoli a 2-0 victory over Villarreal to move into second place. Now in Group B, CSKA Moscow came back from two goals down to level the scores against Inter Milan, but to no avail. Substitute Mario Zerati scored a 79th minute winner in Claudio Ranieri's first match as Inter coach. It ended 3-2 to Inter. Also in Group B, Trabzonspor and Lille drew 1-1. Gustavo Coleman converted a penalty in the 75th minute to level the scores after Moussa Sow had given the visitors the lead after 30 minutes. Now to Real Madrid, and we'll talk about that very shortly. Real Madrid in Group D, the nine-time European champions, played host to Ajax at the Bernabeu. It ended 3-0 to Madrid, and watching for us was Ashish Sharma.
A comfortable victory for Real Madrid, who didn't need to thrill too much to win the 3 points against a competent but ultimately weak Ajax opponent. The hosts posted their intent early on when Benzema missed a simple chance after fine play from Kaká. But Ronaldo dispelled those negatives after a super goal following some sublime one-touch football involving himself, Ozil and Benzema. Then 3 minutes before the break, Ronaldo flicked a pass out to Kaká, who drove an unstoppable shot into the back of the net as Ajax defenders backed off him. The contest was effectively finished 4 minutes after the restart, when Kaká again proved to be the spark as he cut through the defence and set up Benzema with a simple tap-in from all of 6 metres out. Ajax did create some chances, Eriksen and Sigthornsson testing Casillas' reflexes, but overall this was a disappointing performance from the Dutch.
Schalke of the Bundesliga have appointed their former coach Huub Stevens to take over at the club once again. The 57-year-old Dutchman previously coached Schalke from 1996 to 2002, leading them to the UEFA Cup title in 1997 and the German Cup in 2001 and 2002. He replaces Ralf Rangnick, who stepped down last week after just 6 months in charge. Now, it's been confirmed that the Arsenal and England midfielder Jack Wilshere is now expected to miss between 4 and 5 months of the season after undergoing a successful ankle operation on Monday. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has defended his medical team over their treatment and diagnosis of the youngster, but he admitted the absence of Wiltshire would be felt.
It makes us a bit shorter in midfield, and it puts more pressure on our midfielders to perform game in, game out, because they have less rotation possibility. But every club can be tested on that front, so that shouldn't impact our end result of the season and shouldn't be any excuse at all. You can come back as well and be very strong and help us to finish well the season.
Theo Walcott, Gervinho and Laurent Koscielny will all miss Wednesday night's European Champions League tie at home to Olympiacos. Barcelona's officials have complained to the makers of the team's new shirts, which they say absorb so much moisture that they get heavier and heavier over the course of a game. Barca's players have claimed that the shirts more than doubled in weight by half-time. The new shirts are made from a fabric composed of recycled plastic. They're also used by Manchester United, Arsenal and Inter Milan. The tennis star Rafael Nadal also experienced a similar problem with his version of the shirt at the Australian Open in January. Now, the head of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, has written to the president of Brazil to express concern over the country's preparations for the 2014 World Cup. It comes amid growing tension between football's world governing body and the Brazilian government. President Dilma Rousseff has been quoted in the Brazilian press as having demanded a frank conversation with Mr. Blatter to discuss the issues. Alex Capstick has more details.
FIFA has repeatedly warned the Brazilian organisers of the 2014 World Cup about delays to work on the stadiums and infrastructure surrounding the tournament. It now seems those concerns extend to FIFA's legal demands on the host nation. Football's world governing body expects total control of all aspects of the event, but the Brazilian government is reluctant to accept all the conditions. Dilma Rousseff, Brazil's first woman president, has asked to meet the head of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, during an official visit to Brussels next week for what she described as a frank conversation.
Argentine police searched the offices of Buenos Aires club River Plate on Tuesday, looking for evidence of fraud and money laundering in the running of one of the country's most popular clubs. River Plate were demoted in June to the second division of Argentine football for the first time in their 110-year history. A federal lawyer has charged the club with administrative fraud, money laundering and bookkeeping irregularities. The headquarters of the Argentine Football Association were also searched. Jesus Maria Pereira, who helped Spain win the 1964 European Championship, has died from cancer. He was 73. The former Barcelona player scored the first goal and set up Marcelino Martinez for the winner when Spain beat the Soviet Union 2-1 in the 1964 final. It was Spain's first major international title and its only one until it won again the European Championship in 2008. The International Olympic Committee is being urged to investigate new seeding rules at the World Amateur Boxing Championships in Azerbaijan, which doubles as qualifiers for next year's London Games. The changes, which were introduced last month, mean boxers from the host nation are automatically seeded unless they're already good enough to be ranked in the top 8 places. So Azeri fighters are the first to benefit from the new rules. Azerbaijan is already at the centre of corruption allegations. The world governing body, the IABA, has strenuously denied claims by the BBC that they took cash from an Azeri businessman in exchange for 2 medals at the London Olympics. Some tennis news for you, and the women's world number one, Caroline Wozniacki, survived a spike back from Jamila Gajdusova to ease her way into the third round of the Pan Pacific Open in Tokyo. However, there was a shock in the other half of the draw as the 6th seed and US Open champion Samantha Stosur was beaten 6-2, 4-6, 6-4 by Maria Kirilenko. And finally, the 2014 edition of American football Super Bowl is to be the first in nearly 50 years to be played outdoors in a freezing climate. The culmination of the NFL season has always been played outdoors from the mild south or indoors in the north, kept insulated from the winter weather outside. Now NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says right winter, cold and snow are part of football. So the Meadowlands Stadium, home of the New York Jets and New York Giants, will host the game in what are expected to be near freezing temperatures. And for now, that's all the latest world.